This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington. And look who we have here in the studio lounge, Ashish Garg from Eltropy. Ashish, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. It's been a while.
It has.
It's been a lot of Zoom calls.
A lot of those.
Through the pandemic, but I'm really glad we can do more of this.
I like this too. Yeah. This is my preference as well. So, yeah. It's been a while since we've seen each other in person, but you actually have a history with this conference you were telling me before the recording, and tell me a little bit about that history, because you said this is kind of like a homecoming for you, right?
Yeah, so we as Eltropy decided in 2018 that we were going to serve credit unions. And MAX 2018, mm-hmm. which, by the way, happened close to the Seattle airport at SeaTac.
Oh, yeah.
Was the first ever credit union conference that I attended. We had a tiny little booth.
Wow.
We had big dreams. However, zero credit union clients. But we also had a vision around text messaging and how that may change the way credit unions engage with their members. So there was the first ever credit union conference I attend. And after that conference, five credit unions from the Pacific Northwest actually bet on us.
Mm-hmm.
So this was in 2019. And now, fast forward by 4 years, we just finished signing 529.
Gosh, I am blown away by that number.
Yes.
I mean, what's the percentage of growth on that? Like 10,000% or something like that? Some crazy number like that?
Yes,
that's amazing.
Yes, yes.
Numbers.
So for me, like, coming back to MAX is like a homecoming. Like, it all started here. And coming back now, and by the way, you know what happened at the first MAX? We had a tiny little booth at the back.
Yeah.
Luckily now, we have a big booth in
right up front.
So I call that progress for sure.
Yes. You moved from the back to the front for sure, and you got a lot more clients. Well, I mean, that tells me that, you know, obviously you guys are doing something really, really cool for credit. So give us a quick plug on Eltropy before we dive into the conversation here. So
yeah, so when we started, we became the best text messaging platform for credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say if you need to reach out to your friends or family, you could call them, email them, text them. What would you do?
Oh, I would text, hands down.
Yes.
Hands down, yeah.
So it is so happened that texting is the number one communication medium.
Right.
People pay attention to text, and that's what we started with.
Mm-hmm.
And how credit unions utilize that was, for example, for collections, right? You need to collect debt from people. You call them, nobody likes to pick up their phones.
Right.
But you text them, and people immediately text back. So that's one use case.
Yeah, there's got to be some science behind this. I'm sure you know it, Ashish, but we'll discuss that later, but keep going.
Yeah. So we started with text messaging. That's where we truly earned our badges, and we did very, very well. We helped credit unions build this sort of these conversations, right, that credit unions are good at having in the branches. Would be nice if we can have it virtually, right, via text.
Yeah.
And then came about the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the figments of the pandemic was, hey, credit unions had to shut down their branches. Then came out all these digital technologies, for example, video banking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So instead of walking to a branch, can you not just be at home? And if you, let's say, want to deposit a check, like a large check, get onto a video call, put the check in the camera, and then it gets deposited.
Right.
So since then, earlier this year, we made two acquisitions. A company called Pop.io, which many of you viewers may know, and then an AI company called Marsu.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we've sort of transitioned to becoming is the digital conversations platform.
I like it.
So that credit unions can do their magic, right, which comes through knowing your member. Mm-hmm. How do you know somebody, right? It starts with a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how can those conversations be now had, but in the digital world, through people's cell phones. So we provide the technology for that.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. Cause you guys are, video, text, all that type of stuff.
And
I would be interested to know what people prefer. Okay. You asked me the question in the beginning, what would you prefer, text, email, or phone call? Okay. Let's look at the new preferences. Would it be text or video?
So
what are you finding out there?
So what we're finding out is that people use all of the above in different ways, depending on what they're trying to get done and the sense of urgency. So I'll give you an example. Let's say if I'm trying to take a large loan where a lot of money is involved, I need the human touch.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that gives me confidence. So for that, a video call is very interesting.
Makes sense, yes.
Right? if I'm trying to get something done very urgently and quickly, let's say I want to try to do a wire transfer, and let's say I'm unable to go to a branch, a phone call, like I pick up the phone. Anything that's urgent, you pick up the phone and you dial.
Right, right.
And a lot of other cases, for example, like give an example for collections, or let's say if I just want to know the status of my loan, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm trying to send a document, texting can be very effective.
Yeah. Okay.
So what we're realizing is that the same person may use many, many different mediums depending on the sense of urgency and what they're truly trying to get done.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. So yeah, if I need to get something done, or there's some sort of issue or some sense of urgency, like you said, I'm picking up the phone because I want to talk to a human being and I want to get this done now.
Yes. And I know, Mike, you travel a lot, right? So let's say if you do have children or let's say back home, right? Or your family, isn't it nice like to make a video call?
Oh, the FaceTime. Yeah, we do that constantly.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm sure you use video. Mm-hmm. Right, sometimes you use phone calls. If it's super urgent, you use texting. Yeah. So it's all a combination.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah, again, like the sense of urgency. And you guys have really, I don't know, captured that, I guess, in your solutions. And so, and obviously credit unions are going crazy over this. From 5 to 500 in 4 years. That's just the amazing numbers there. So what else are you finding out there in the digital conversation arena that you guys are focusing on and looking to help credit unions with? So
one very interesting trend that we're noticing out there is that credit unions, I'll give an example of Spokane Teachers Credit Union, they're acquiring banks.
Ah.
Credit unions also merging with each other. Mm-hmm. And what's coming out is that a lot of people say that, hey, branches are over, right? Nobody wants to go to a branch. However, what I've learned at this conference, that branches are still a very critical sort of lamppost in a community.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you have a branch in a community, people know that you're there.
Yep.
Now, it may so happen that the number of people coming or the frequency with which people are coming into a branch may be going down. Mm-hmm. But having that physical sort of post that I am here in your community is very critical.
I agree wholeheartedly, because just case in point in me, just this is me, but we just moved to a new house in last year, but the first thing I thought of is there a branch near, is my credit union's branch nearby, and there is one literally five minutes from my house.
Yes.
And so that gave me kind of a comforting thought, not that I'm going to go in there every day, but to know that, you know, if there is an issue, boom, I'm there in five minutes. So that's a very comforting thing. So that's where, at least for me, the branch is still valuable.
Yes. So now here's what's happening. As credit unions like STCU, they get into new markets, they have these branches, right? The decision they need to make is that should they resource or staff the branch to the hilt, right? And have all kinds of resources in there. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we're going through this acute labor shortage in America, right? Mm-hmm. Good quality people are very difficult to find.
Yeah.
Right? So now what STCU did, and I spoke to the chief lending officer, David, who's I think really the brainchild behind this. What he said is that, okay, let's have branches, but instead of staffing each branch with every type of loan officer, let's have a centralized lending team. But in each branch, let's put a video room.
Ah, okay, okay.
So now when a member walks into the branch,
right,
let's say they're looking for a HELOC or a very special type of loan, if the loan officer is not in the branch, the member does not have to go back, right? They came to you for a reason. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what the teller can do, they can walk the member to a video room. And from that video room, they can start a video conversation with the loan officer. And guess what? This loan officer could be at another branch.
Exactly.
They could be at the corporate headquarters.
Yeah,
and by the way, this loan officer could also be at their home.
Ah, even better for them.
Bingo. Right? Yeah. So this is how you can actually have, according to me, a much more nimbler and digital branch infrastructure.
Yeah.
Be there in your communities, because the reason someone like you has comfort with a branch is, I think here's what you may be thinking, that let's say if there's an emergency situation, can I go to a branch?
Mm-hmm.
Was that running through your mind?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. Like I said, it's my security blanket.
Bingo.
It's very comforting knowing it's right there. But I use probably the digital stuff 90% of the time.
Yes.
So yeah, so it all complements each other for sure, as you guys are finding. So
what I'm learning, it's not just a completely digital world, there's also a physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both worlds need to coexist and come together.
Agreed.
And how do you make it happen?
Yeah.
While giving the members a delightful experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Pop.io stuff comes in, right? The video aspect of it?
So this is what Pop.io really pioneered. So their co-founder, Gene Pranger, Gene founded a company, and he, for the longest time, by the way, I didn't even know this, he used to design branches for credit unions.
Oh, he did?
That's where he got his head
start. Oh my gosh.
Like, how should a design branch look?
Yeah, yeah.
And from there, he, of course, got into video, and then he coined the phrase video banking long ago when it was sort of nobody thought it would happen.
Right, right.
And then, of course, the rest is all history. So this is an area where Popeye is very good, which is in-branch video.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is remote video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you another story, Mike, that this past summer, by the way, I'm from India. I spent 2 months in India, mm-hmm. traveled a lot, and I came back to America with acute lower back pain.
Oh, no.
So now I have to see a doctor.
Right.
And unfortunately, I couldn't drive much. So my clinic, called Stanford Clinic, has a mobile app. In their app, I can schedule a video consultation with my doctor.
I like that.
And I've done that 4 times. And each time I do it, it saves me so much time.
Yeah, getting there, checking in,
and then
waiting.
A nurse takes this, like your blood pressure and this and that, right?
Right.
All that is done. So I personally think remote video is going to play a big, big role in getting credit unions accessing the members and vice versa into remote geographies.
Right on. I like
That's what I'm most excited about. Yeah. How do we enable that? Because of my lower back pain, I've seen what it's done for me at least.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, there's so much change going on in the industry right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, leadership, technology, operations, and you guys are right there at the forefront of it all, you know, especially with the video aspect of it and the texting aspect of it. So, yeah, digital conversations, really cool stuff. Yeah. Anything else to add, Ashish? I'm really happy for your success.
Thank you so much.
Because I remember we were talking way back then as well.
Exactly.
And I even spoke with Gene way back then as well. So,
So
it's really kind of it's cool to see your two technologies really come together, grow and come together and be a success for credit unions. So, fun to watch.
All I'll say is that the credit union movement has been very kind to us. Like when I came 4 years ago, Mike, we were like a little baby company. And now this company has become a teenager. So we love sort of the love and affection that credit unions have given us and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So from our side, we've truly committed ourselves to the credit union movement. And like you said, there's a lot of change that is going on. However, there are 2-3 things that will never change. One is being able to create the best products for your customers,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think credit unions are the best at, right? They have the best rates for any type of loan,
oh, sure.
right? Or when you make a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I think, which is perennial, which will probably not change, is providing excellent service.
Oh yeah.
That concept is not going away. It's only about how you deliver that service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another area where I feel credit unions are exceptionally good at, right? Working in the community,
mm-hmm.
knowing their members.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a feeling that in this digital world, as credit unions adopt more and more of these technologies, their reach is going to be tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And the goodness of credit unions, which is the best product and the best service, they'll be able to deploy it. So I feel very optimistic and confident that this is only fuel more growth in the credit union.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, sir. Well done. All right, Ashish, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know you're a busy guy. You have another 500 credit unions to sign.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well done. All right, Ashish, there he is. Ashish Garg from Eltropy. Go check them out. They are tops in the digital conversation realm. So good job. Well
thank
done.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done, sir.
As always.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.